You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
In a story that received little attention this summer, Palestinian terrorists attacked an ambulance donated by John Hagee Ministries, USA's Russ Jones explains.
Donated through Heart to Heart, an organization that assists Israel's paramedic ambulance and blood banking needs, Director Jonathan Fieldstein tells USA, terrorists sadly saw an ambulance carrying the Star of David as a legitimate target.
This was a not only gross and heinous terror act, but a completely illogical terror act. And it underscores that in Israel, we're about saving lives, and sadly, too many of our neighbors are about sanctifying death.
Fieldstein says there's great irony in the attack.
When ambulances in Israel, Israeli ambulances, operate over the green line in Judea and Samaria, they're just as likely to be treating a Palestinian Arab as they are an Israeli Jew.
More than 35,000 lives have been saved through the ambulance donated by Hagee Ministries. I'm Russ Jones.
President Obama is not expected to meet one-on-one with a Texas teenager who was recently arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school. The clock prompted fears that it was an explosive device. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Ayman Mohammed will be among hundreds of stargazers on the South Lawn tonight for the second White House astronomy night. After Mohammed was released from police custody, President Obama tweeted, "Cool clock, Ayman. Want to bring it to the White House?" For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you.
Hi, everyone. This is Georgine Trinkle. I hope you all stay for a little while today from 4 to 5 on October 19th. We're in the studio here at Hot and Hunter, and I have a special guest. I'm going to ask my guest to introduce himself.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Jonathan Asiag. I'm NorWestCap's Youth Services Coordinator.
Great, and we're going to be talking about some great things with Jonathan today. But as always, first, we have to start out with a quote. And I have to say, it was very cold this morning. I did not appreciate the snow on my run yesterday afternoon. I could have definitely done without that, that's for certain. And having no heat and waking up this morning to 21 degrees was a shock. I really don't want to think about winter. I love this time of year, and I love the summer, and I worry in the winter can't get to do all the things we want to or see all the people we want to see. So I'm going to take us to a quote from Alice in Wonderland, actually, Lewis Carroll, and this is from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. I wonder if the snow loves the trees and fields, that it kisses them so gently, and then it covers them up snug, you know, with a white quilt, and perhaps it says, "Go to sleep, darlings, till the summer comes again." So I may have to go to sleep and hibernate if the fall is the way the winter is going to be, because I don't want snow and I don't want freezing temperatures. I want everyone to have a little bit of happiness here. So today we're going to be talking about youth services, community engagement, and a special fall festival that's coming up. I can't believe this Saturday. And we're going to take a commercial break, do the weather, and then we'll be back with Jonathan.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, and we're back now. We're going to figure out the weather.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door.
Okay, now everyone wants to know what the weather will be today. So it did warm up considerably. And we have sunny skies with a high of 52. Tonight we have a cold night, but not quite. White has cold. We have a low of 35. Tomorrow's the day, and Wednesday, everyone needs to declare an official last ditch of summer beach day. We have a beautiful day on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 67. And Wednesday, for all the people thinking, when can I get a run in? Wednesday, mostly sunny and 75. And Thursday's looking pretty good too. 71 is the high. And Friday, we just have a high of 55, so I don't like the 50 part of that, but I'll take the 70s and 67 tomorrow. So no need for an umbrella, just keep at it and we'll be good. Now, Jonathan, are you having did you have a cold morning start as well?
It was very cold. Taking my son to school this morning was not a happy sight.
It sounds like you have caught a little cold as well.
I am, yep, just getting over one and not fun. It's been a rough week.
And I think you had a busy day today. Maybe you could talk a little bit about your meeting today and what you were doing.
Sure. Actually, the focus of today was just kind of touching base with our volunteers, making sure that we're doing the best we can for this Saturday's fall festival. I also went around town to look at the houses that were entered in our contest, and there are some really cool designs. We had a scariest category and a cheeriest, and the scariest, I was really impressed.
All right, so let's talk about that. So as part of an opportunity for residents to, it's really to try to show some pride in the community and to show off their decorating ability, creativity, and artistic ability. So anyone who lives in Phillipsburg could participate in the Phillipsburg Annual, and it could be a business, a house, an apartment, a porch decorating contest. And that's sponsored by our committee that puts together our fall festival.
Absolutely.
Maybe you could tell people how they can at this late time. I know judging is Friday, but there's still time, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Definitely folks can submit their entries via email at 411@norwestcap.org. Basically, what they need to do is if they can send us their name, address, and phone number, I'll come out, grab a couple pictures of their property, and we'll be part of the, send it to the judging committee.
That sounds great, and it sounds like it's really easy to be able to participate in the contest, but you actually went out to, you're just trying to see what the competition was like this year?
Yeah, and the cheeriest one was really cool, but I will say the scariest will always, you know, there's always something about the creepy factor in the folks, at least in one of the properties, it looks like they put a lot of work into it, and it was almost a bit eerie woven in there, having to look behind my back a little bit, just it was really neat. They put a lot of effort. Chucky
was in there.
Chucky was there.
Oh, I love
yeah,
him.
Yeah, so a lot of hard work and effort into one particular property, and I'm sure that we will make these. Once we highlight who's on the winning committee, you know, it's really cool.
I love the when we take the retro Halloween things,
yes.
And I'll give a shout out if my friend Nick is listening here. He actually got me some DVDs from the old-time Dracula and the old-time movies with the vampires, and I'd forgotten how great those movies are with Vincent Price. And they're scary and a good scary. I love horror movies. I'm always scared. I love to watch a movie and you actually end up thinking someone's at your house or someone's behind you.
So I just handed you a photo of that property that I went to look at, and it is
scary.
Pretty intricate and very, very scary. And I'm not sure if you're familiar, in Blairstown was where they filmed one of the Freddy Krueger movies.
Absolutely. Just learned that this year. You just learned that? My goodness.
And I've been to Blairstown, and it's a really cool place for something like that to be filmed. But
it really is. And the thing with Halloween, and I guess it's why with the Phillipsburg Police Department and Norwest Cap, why we wanted to do a Halloween or a fall kind of festival, it's because... And I wrote a white paper about this, as silly as this may sound, but Halloween is the one time when you're low income or you're on the fringe, when everyone is equal.
Yes.
You know, you have something like Christmas or Hanukkah, and there's gifts, and this is creativity is handmade.
Yes.
You don't need to buy anything. And I think that's one of the reasons why there are so many houses in Phillipsburg that do decorate, because it's inexpensive to decorate and it levels the playing field. And I think also people who feel that they're on the fringe, that they're not like everyone else, they can be celebrated on Halloween.
And a lot of folks take pride in that. You know, contrary to what we see, you know, at the big box stores. And you know, what I did like about our community is that, you know, folks make it their own, make it very genuine with what they have. I just showed you some, you know, the scary part of it. But there's also, I like the fact that there's families and kids out there, you know, decorating their house, highlighting maybe a school pumpkin that they put together. So it is definitely a fest, a fall festival. And, you know, the whole family is invited and engaged. And, you know, there's a degree of competition as in Phillipsburg, but for the most part, everybody's having a great time doing
If it's Phillipsburg, there's always always has to be a little bit of a competitive edge. Yes. But it's really fun going out with the judges. I guess this is the first year we had the Fall Festival, Sandy hit that weekend, like that Sunday into Monday. And Sandy, I'm going to say will this be our fourth?
Yeah, I think so.
This would be our fourth, because Sandy was 3 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
So this will actually be our fourth festival, and we hope it gets bigger every year.
Yeah. I mean, this year, speaking with volunteers today, everybody is very engaged. We have the folks who are putting together a haunted house. You know, they are very excited about it. We received some donations. We're looking to improve it, just as any of our community events. The more we do it, the more we get community folks out there. You know, we have Phillipsburg Police, we have Norwest Cap, we have, you know, local businesses, and most importantly, individuals, homeowners who, you know, share this festive environment. And this is our fourth year, and you know, we hope by in 40 years from now, it's going to be so large then and really cool. And not so much the size of it, but the engagement that's important. You know, people take pride and ownership, and this is their activity.
And it's great to drive around and see that people care and want to decorate for other people to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I know what we usually have are some liners decorations.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those when riding around?
I have. It's really cool. Like I said, this is, you know, I've been in the community for many years, and I like the fact that folks are very engaged and very, you know, upbeat. The school, one of the schools, local schools, is putting together a scarecrow design with their students, and they're going to be collaborating those presentations too on Saturday. So it's cool. It's exciting.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take one of our commercial breaks because, you know, Jonathan, we have to pay the bills around here.
That's right.
So we'll do that and we'll be back.
All the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold.
yesterday's gone. Now all I want is a smile.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And we're back. We paid a few bills, Jonathan. So we got engrossed in looking at these very scary pictures. it's great to be scared, I think, a little bit, and to have a house decorated. So this is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host at Hot in Hunterdon, and we're on every Monday from 4 to 5. And today I'm with Jonathan Asiago, and we're talking about community engagement, and our excitement is brewing. Yes. I have to use a little some Halloween terminology here. We are brewing with excitement here because we're coming up to our fall festival, mm-hmm. which is in Phillipsburg, which is a free event for families with lots of fun activities and a haunted house and refreshments. And the mayor of Phillipsburg, Mayor Wyant, mm-hmm. actually does tractor rides.
Yes, I
which
do
is
remember
fun.
That.
Hay rides, right? I guess that would be called. He has a trailer he pulls from his tractor mm-hmm. and get on the bales of hay. And
maybe he'll give us a ride.
He might give you a ride. He's more likely to run me over. But you might get a ride.
There you go.
I'd probably get a run over, and nobody will have seen anything. It'll be the most witnessed and least number of witnesses of any accident in Phillipsburg. But it is surely a good time, and it's a good time to be a partner with yes. other people and to really work on things together, so you're able to have, a common vision. When we started this, I don't know, I think we were just thinking like a hayride mm-hmm. and some cookies.
Yes.
And then Richard Marcy and his family, mm-hmm. they donate the haunted house. They build it every year, and we have donations from Lowe's and Home Depot and Strober, which is Haddonfield Lumber Group now, gave us the wood to get started, and we've been able to continue with that. And it's great when you have a vision for something and then it exceeds your expectations right out of the door.
Absolutely. And I see that in our volunteers who, you know, just make it about them and how much they want to contribute and collaborate. And most of these folks are Phillipsburg, longtime Phillipsburg residents, and they're very involved. So we do see, you know, working in the community, how much of an effort and the payoff to that, you know, this level of involvement and support, again, working with the mayor's office, working with the police department, Norwest Cap, private companies and individuals in town, just how everybody comes together. And the final product, the final outcome is super fun. 2 to 6, well, you know, nonstop activities for families and children. And hopefully, you know, I think we're looking at good weather.
Looking at great weather.
Yeah, so even and that.
I didn't pull up Saturday's weather here, but Saturday is mostly sunny with a high near 58.
Okay.
And Saturday night, it's a low around 41. So no rain, absolutely sunny, and 58 is perfect.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's great. You know, even the weather is cooperating with us this year. We couldn't ask for more.
We do have two special presentations that are going on. Mm-hmm. One I'm going to mention and one I'm not, because that you have to be there to see it.
A teaser.
So the one special presentation I want to mention is State Farm. Yes. The foundation, Debbie Weiss, who's been on this show once before.
She's very wonderful.
She is a wonderful woman. Mm-hmm. And she does a lot of education for us. She's spoken with your fatherhood group when we've had a fire in Phillipsburg and people aren't sure what they should be insuring or not insuring. She does seminars for us. Mm-hmm. You really couldn't ask for a better neighbor for certain. And it's funny that she's a good neighbor agent. But she will be on hand on Saturday with another State Farm agent and the corporate office. And they'll be presenting a check to Norwest Cap, the Phillipsburg Police, and the Washington Township Police for a grant that we got for teen driving.
Wow.
So it's really nice to be able to have a little bit of a public appreciation for the collaboration, because we, for the first time 2 weeks ago, were able to do a hands-on demonstration at the Phillipsburg High School. And on Thursday, Washington Township Police Department will be doing one at Warren Hills High School.
Great.
And working with the seniors, the distracted driving, and just reminding them how important it is, if you get in the car, to put the seatbelt on, put the phone down. If you're in the back of the car, the rear passengers' seatbelts aren't always used. So to engage those and to actually see a demonstration of distracted driving with texting and how far away you actually end up when you're looking at your phone and not looking at the road.
Right. And definitely this is about saving lives. You know, a lot of times these folks, folks like Debbie Weiss and the companies that they represent, they volunteer and commit their resources to us with very little fanfare or acknowledgement, and I think this is very just and appropriate that we highlight all their contributions and that their work just doesn't stop on a 9-to-5. You know, they're out involved in the community. They're investing back, you know, the resources that they have in working with local communities and police departments. This is great. This is how we educate. You know, we live in a world where everything revolves around our cell phones now, and you know, these are things that definitely need to be brought to the public's awareness. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, me too. And I'm glad that we can recognize the work that they do and be our partner. You know, it's interesting to work with, you know, different people. It's a great way to collaborate. And everyone has different problem-solving techniques, and you know, we all bring with us a wealth of our own experience and our own knowledge, and when you can share that among a group and try to problem solve things, it's really interesting.
And that's what I really like about Norwest Cap and the work that we do with the supporting youth program, is that we can bring folks to the table, and we do have that dialogue and communication. That not it's not a one person or one size fits all solution. It's a community wide solution, and the linkages and connections that we made, and the resources that we can either pull together or work with organizations or businesses that can, you know, it's great, and I enjoy that about my job and what I do at Warner Westcap and for our community.
It is great, and I don't think that experience exists everywhere, so it's really nice to acknowledge it for the unique piece that it is.
Yeah.
And even the work, you had your CAP meeting today, I think?
No, today was just a volunteer, and I was at the schools just promoting.
So you have a CAP meeting coming up?
Next week is our CAP meeting for Community Action Partnership, which is a group of working professionals, both in the private sector and community agencies, schools, that come together and discuss challenges that are specific to youth and children in our community.
And that's another example of your opportunity to work cross-sector partners and try to eliminate problems, not displace them.
Right, exactly. And our working group is you know, very diverse. They most of them work directly with youth, but we also have leaders in the faith sector, business leaders as well. So very different perspectives. And you know, together our group is working really hard at tackling some of the challenges that are specific to Phillipsburg and its sending districts.
And what do you think are the main things that you're focused on? Is it underage drinking? Is it bullying?
Well, definitely we focus on a whole host of issues and challenges that are prevalent in our community. Substance abuse, alcohol, and tobacco are some of the identified areas that we're looking to work on and target through initiatives like Above the Influence. Above the Influence then just focuses on any challenge. What we like about that is moldable to the challenges that the youth face, from bullying all the way to drug use and alcohol consumption. And we do tailor presentations specific to the needs of the schools. So we definitely engage with principals, school leaders. You know, we talk about a whole range of issues that are specific to youth. And, you know, we come with a very open and honest approach. We don't know everything, but collectively we can, forge a way and find a solution.
That sounds great, Jonathan.
Thanks.
We're going to talk more about some of the issues in Phillipsburg, our fun fall festival, and I don't know what else we'll talk about, but we never have trouble filling the hour, that's for sure. And if anyone is listening that is from Phillipsburg and you want to be part of our decorating contest, just send an email with your name and your phone number and address and which category you want, scariest or cheeriest. And we'll get you on the list for Friday, and we'll be decorating and visiting your house and seeing what it looks like. We're going to take a little break here for the news, and then when we come back, we'll have our last half hour with Jonathan and our fall festival and community engagement.
USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The government is moving to regulate recreational drones.
We're going to require operators of drones to register their aircraft just like commercial drone operators do currently.
Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the government must be agile and adaptable in a fast-changing world. Fox says the government is also embarking on a public information campaign to alert drone owners about the dangers and penalties for unauthorized use. Fox noted, though, that the government does not intend to do anything to stifle the growth of unmanned aircraft innovation and technology. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest has little to offer about all the speculation surrounding Vice President Joe Biden. Earnest told a briefing that Biden will make a decision about whether to seek the White House on his timetable. Earnest called it an intensely personal decision. Reports surfaced today that Biden would announce in the next 48 hours if he would seek the presidency. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
By now, you've heard a lot about Ovation Cell Therapy and how it helps restore dry, brittle, damaged hair and the amazing results for growing your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed. But did you know that after 15 years, over 500,000 customers have never asked for their money back? Because it works.
I've been using Ovation for less than a week, but I love it already. Your website claimed people noticed a difference after a couple of days of use, and I have to agree with them. Thanks for a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types to help restore dry, brittle, thinning, or damaged hair. Ovation is safe, non-toxic, and really easy to use. Just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to ovationhair.com to learn more and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory offer. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. Visit ovationhair.com and remember to enter USA News for your special introductory offer. ovationhair.com.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill will be voting on immigration legislation this coming week. With more, here's USA's Melody Burkett.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is previewing legislation about to hit the Senate floor that would penalize sanctuary cities. Toomey used the weekly Republican address to discuss the municipalities that forbid local police from cooperating with federal immigration officials when dealing with illegal immigrants.
The vast majority of legal immigrants are great additions to America, and we should welcome them. But when illegal immigrants do commit violent crimes in our country, they've got to be arrested and deported. That's the law.
Toomey pointed specifically to the case of a woman who was gunned down on a San Francisco pier earlier this year by an illegal immigrant. Toomey stresses that this issue isn't about immigration, but about stopping criminals. The Senate is set to vote on the Stop Sanctuary Policies Act on Tuesday. I'm Melody Burkett.
Here and online at USAHeadlineNews.com, this is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
An Israeli soldier is dead and at least 10 others injured amid the ongoing violence and the unrest between Israelis and Palestinians. John Clemens reports.
The latest act of violence came when a Palestinian gunman opened fire in a bus station in southern Israel, killing one while leaving 10 others wounded. I spoke to David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, who is now with Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, who says one reason for the increase in violence is that the Palestinians see Jerusalem as being forced to make a number of compromises following pressure from other nations, including the U.S.
What we're seeing now is Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority deciding that it's time to turn up the heat on Israel. He sees that there's been some weakness, specifically the Muslim mind senses weakness, and when they feel that there is weakness, then they will attack.
I'm John Clemens.
Oprah Winfrey is getting into dieting in a very big way. The media superstar is buying a 10% stake in Weight Watchers. Oprah says in a statement that Weight Watchers has given her the tools to make the lasting shift that she and others who struggle with weight have longed for. The weight loss company says Oprah will share her experiences and perspective and offer insight and strategy to program development. Amazon users who were paid to post phony reviews on the site are now the target of a lawsuit. The online marketplace giant is suing more than 1,000 people who are paid on the website Fiverr.com to post fake reviews for certain products on Amazon, even though they hadn't bought them. For the USA Radio News.
And we're back. We're not walking on water like Melissa Etheridge is singing about today, but I thought we needed a little bit of some energy in here because we've been talking about ghosts and scary movies and where they filmed the original Friday the 13th. No, I think it was Friday the 13th.
Okay.
I think so.
I just heard that this week, and you know, I love going to my job and I learn something new every day, whether I want to or not. It's really cool.
I think it was Friday the 13th because I think it was at a camp It was at the camp up there, right?
I think so. I haven't seen the movie.
You have not seen Friday the 13th?
Maybe when it came out, I was really young and probably wasn't allowed to, and may have caught snippets of it.
Jonathan.
Just don't tell my parents if they're listening.
Okay. Well, I won't tell them, but it may be too late for that. I will say that that is one of the classic new horror movies, slasher movies, if you will. And I always start off with my little Halloween movie slasher festival where I try to watch Halloween movies all month long, and the scarier the better. Chucky is another one. If you haven't seen that one. Then you would love the Friday the 13th. There's like 15 of those. Those are all good. I think The Bride of Chucky is one of my favorites. Yeah. He's a little scary little dude, isn't he?
It's nuts. And then there was Pet Sematary, I think, too.
Pet Sematary. Well, those are the Stephen King.
Okay,
so that's a whole different. Okay. I mean, wow. I guess we could include that in there, but I always keep those separate. Well, I have to do the classic Dracula, and I blame it on Nick. I have to do the original ones, the movies from the 30s and the 40s, the black and white, Count Dracula, and
those are cool.
They are cool.
Those are cool.
And they're scary. And I know what's going to happen, but you know what? I'm scary anyway. So it was Friday the 13th. It was filmed in Blairstown and some other places in Warren County, and it was filmed at a camp. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, they did have, a lot of history from that because the film was so popular. Mm-hmm. I don't know what year the film was made. I want to say maybe 1980.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm thinking the first Friday the 13th was maybe around 1980. But it is scary. But you know what, Jonathan? What's also scary is we were talking earlier about, seeing the houses and the decorations. Mm-hmm. And you always see this time of year on the news, people who go too far and all of that. Yes. But I saw the saddest article was someone who, I guess, saw like legs or pants hanging out of a dumpster. Mm. And they just assumed it was a Halloween prank. But something, I guess, made them go back. And unfortunately, it was a person that died. I don't know what the circumstances were, but you think, it's a Halloween decoration, but it's not necessarily. So
right.
Anytime anything is even a little bit odd to you and you think it's out of place, just call your local police department, whoever, what is that? Patrols? Mm-hmm. Whatever entity patrols wherever you live. If you see something that's just not right, definitely check it out. So what else do we have going on for the Fall Festival?
We also have I want to touch base on your comment that you made about, this is why our activities like Fall Festivals are very important. It's our community and police relationships. We talked about, knowing your surroundings, most importantly, knowing your neighbors, who's who, and then knowing who your designated police officer is. These are great events where the community comes together, the police comes together. And that's key to the work that we do, focusing on strengthening the community, folks knowing who's there. Our communities are more likely to prosper together and be more protective of each other if everybody knows each other or knows, if something doesn't belong, to see something, to say something. Things we have going on for that day, we have a haunted house. We have face painting. We're going to have music, dancing, food, games. Very active evening. Phillipsburg Police Department is going to be doing a kit print from 2 to 4. We have that is really cool. It allows the opportunity for police and families and their children to have ID. It's also really cool. My personal experience with that is because I have a collection of all the different activities that I've worked at and happen to have brought my son along, so I can see him over the years how he has grown through that picture ID.
Nice.
So we save that, and it's really cool. And again, it's a complimentary compliments of the Phillipsburg Police Department.
And I'm going to remind people, mm-hmm. no face decorating yeah. before kid print kid pictures.
Yeah, the little child with the Batman all over his face that may not be the best in need of an emergency. But it is really cool that we're having all these different volunteers, lots of food. The scarecrow decorating contest too brings in a large group of families and individuals. We have students. It's really fun. And 2 to 6, you know, may for all the activities may not even do enough justice. You know, there's so many things going on. It's going to be a fun filled day, and I'm very looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Especially seeing residents just taking part in things. We may have some popcorn this year.
Oh, cool.
And the first year we did it, we made a lot of popcorn. There were a lot of people. But the funniest part for me was we had two different squads making popcorn. Mm. And they ended up like competing with
oh,
each
cool.
other.
Okay.
So well, you'd stand in line and you'd get it yeah. from one officer. And that officer would say, that popcorn's no good. You know, you have to take the popcorn from my line. And they would be really engaging the children in a fun way.
That is really cool.
And definitely made my day
some
to see that.
Competition in our family's benefit because they get the best popcorn.
Absolutely. I don't think any of them ate popcorn for a really long time. But I love when we can give and afford an opportunity for the police to mm-hmm. be able to have a positive interaction on both sides.
Yes.
For them, but for the children and also for them. Because yeah. if you're always doing enforcement and you're always having negative interactions mm-hmm. or things that are less than positive, I mean, how happy are you when the police officer gives you the ticket?
Absolutely.
Not so much.
Not so much. This is where we like to maybe reframe some of the perceptions that is out there of police and communities and this partnership that's a true partnership between nonprofit, we have business leaders, police, and government all coming together to celebrate. Not just once, we do various activities throughout the year, and I like that not many communities do share this privilege, and everything is free for all the participants, so it's really cool.
And that's a great point. It's not a once and done thing. Mm-hmm. It's continued engagement. It's pulse points in the community. It's community meetings. It's free events. It's activities. It's reading to the yes. children in school. So many things I think we can learn from when we look at each other as equal partners mm-hmm. and an opportunity to solve some of the issues in the community.
And I'll also say I was at a conference this week with talking to other community leaders about, you know, what are some of the things that we are doing in Phillipsburg. And we, the ideas and the things that's going on in our community are not being implemented elsewhere. And some of these communities are even looking up to us to see, you know, what is it that we're doing and how we're doing about it, which is really good because at the end of the day, you know, the more you engage the community in a way that's more positive, that's, you know, on equal playing field, you're able to overcome the barriers of crime and not reporting crime. And you're, you know, everybody's to benefit from that.
That's absolutely true. And I think the communities that do the best problem solving are the communities that take a lot of information and a lot of different approaches and try different things mm-hmm. and see what really works,
yes.
what eliminates. We don't want to displace crime. We want to eliminate it. And
right.
the crime drivers, we want to analyze them, mm-hmm. know what they are, take an evidence-based approach in solving them.
Yes, and absolutely. And what we're doing is a collective group of individuals, not just one perspective. And we all keep an open mind as far as, you know, what works, what doesn't work.
Keep an open mind. Who's been at your table? They haven't been at my table.
It's you know, bringing people together. And
sorry, but I couldn't resist that one. We're going to go to a commercial break and we'll be back.
They say the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Well, it was definitely gone when I woke up today. I walked up to the mirror to see it's only me. I got out of the kitchen. I couldn't stand the heat. Back into my skin and out on the street. Looking for a little salvation. It's only me.
Stay with us. We're going to go to our commercial break, and then we'll be back for the last little bit in the studio here at Houghton Hunterdon.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good evening, this is Dr. My pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And here we are back at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio located in Flemington, New Jersey, where it is warm enough that we have forgotten the chill of morning. But we know tonight it's back to around freezing temperature. So can't wait for my beach days Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Beautiful weather we're looking at for the fall festival. And I have with me Jonathan in the studio. We've been talking about community engagement, some projects in Phillipsburg and in Warren County, and specifically about our upcoming fall festival, which is on Saturday. Do you want to give a summation and some highlights?
Sure, absolutely. Well, definitely I want to invite the entire community back out this Saturday. From 2 to 6, we'll be there. Families, children, individuals are all welcome to take advantage of our scarecrow decorating contest. We're going to have haunted house, face painting, costume parade, lots of food, music, dancing, and games. We're going to have Phillipsburg Police doing a kit print from 2 to 4. We encourage everyone to come out. If you also are interested in, you know, if you live in the town of Phillipsburg and you want to submit an entry for the haunted house, categories are scariest or cheeriest, you may still do so by emailing your name, address, and phone number to 411@norwestcap.org. Again, that's 411@norwestcap.org. Also, if you want to get involved, we are always welcoming of volunteers. Volunteers can come in any age, shape, and size. You may call me directly. I'm Jonathan Asiag, and my phone number is 908-454-7000, extension 150, or you may email me at asayagj@norwestcap.org.
That's fantastic. And now I know if I have your phone number down here, so if I have to give you some information on all the good scary movies, so you could get your movie night going. And I want to mention this Friday we have a special movie night going on in Phillipsburg. Maybe you can highlight that event as well.
Yes, definitely. At the Cops and Kids Reading Room, we are going to have an evening movie, again, free for families within our community as well, and everybody else is welcome to. If you're interested, it's going to be a family-centered movie, so nothing too scary.
No, I don't know if I can go.
Nothing too scary. I want to keep it good for the entire family. We don't want to keep anybody from not coming. It's going to be in the evening. If you want more information, please give me a call, 908-454-7000, extension 150. And that's at our Cops and Kids Reading Room, and that's on Anderson Street in Heckman, right at the intersection there. It's a collaboration between Norwestcap, the Phillipsburg Police, and the Housing Authority.
And I do have a funny story. I was at the Cops and Kids Reading Room on Saturday, as I always am. We're playing around with our hours a little bit, and mm-hmm. I don't know if it's good or bad, but we had so many kids this week that came in. But what I was really touched with is that a parent came in that lives at the Housing Authority, and she knew about movie night, and she wants to come into movie night. But she actually had popped popcorn and brought in a huge bag, a huge white plastic bag. It was probably, 2 feet tall.
Wow.
Of popcorn that she wanted us to have for Friday. And I thought that was so generous.
Absolutely. And I think it highlights just how selfless our community members are. And, it's not about... folks who just want to give in, they just want to give, either donate their time, donate their resources, or donate popcorn, and this is all for a greater good. And we grow as a community as a result of that.
We really do. And it really, really lightened my spirit mm-hmm. on Saturday to see that. And sometimes the kids will bring back books, or they'll bring different books,
yeah.
and they're so surprised when something is free. And you almost sometimes have to talk people, especially our seniors, into taking services because mm-hmm. they always think someone needs it more than they do.
Yes.
So they don't want to take it. And to me, that's the piece that I love, that I can't imagine if I worked in another field that wasn't social service and I didn't get to experience that.
Right.
And see how selfless people are, where they... just, it's always somebody else. And
that's a true reward of what we do. I find it to be very self-fulfilling when you see the kindness of others and you get to witness that every day.
There's some challenging days.
Yes.
Yeah, there are some challenging days. And a lot of that is just because we don't have the resources.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge for us because we can't help the people we want to help. And it's a challenge for people because it would be so easy if we could just select or self-select the people that need help or services. Like, okay, it's obvious you have nowhere to live, mm-hmm. so I'm going to place you somewhere so you have a place to live.
Right.
But it doesn't work like that.
Not so much, but we're there to advocate for them. So we do our best and try to find them the resources and try to work with them with and on behalf of these families.
Absolutely. And I know one thing that we do have coming up... also, on Saturday, the day of Fall Festival, is the Career and Life Transition Center Psychic Fair.
All right.
Now, were you going to tell me you knew I was going to say that, Jonathan?
Well, no, actually, I was going to say the lottery numbers, but...
So, one of the main events for the Career and Life Transition Center that works with displaced homemakers, their main fundraising event is this Saturday. It's the same day as the Fall Festival, and I usually try to attend that or do my best to attend. However, this year I will be at Fall Festival. So that's going on Saturday. They have, I know, a lot of readers. You could go in and have a private consultation with a reader. They have a lot of things you can do just to walk around if you don't have a private reading. But it's, something I've gone in years with girlfriends. We've just gone down there and had a good time to support a really good cause. So that's going on. And that's on the Norwestcap webpage, which is www.norwestcap.org. So if anyone wants to look at our events that are coming up, I know 2 in 1 day is a lot
a
for
lot.
The agency. Spreads our resources thin, but they're both great events. They'll both be able to connect with people who want to support the organization for the Career and Life Transition Center, and for the Fall Festival gives the community an opportunity to come out and enjoy things and be part of the solution together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if you want to just give your email address one more time and let people know how they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. And again, my name is Jonathan Asiak. I'm Northwest Caps Youth Services Coordinator. My phone number is 908-454-7000, extension 150, or you may email me at asayagj@northwestcap.org.
Thanks, Jonathan. Thanks for being my guest today to talk about Fall Festival and about community engagement and the things that I really love, which are collaborating and being part of a great, great group of people that want to impact change. And, you know, it's been difficult sometimes working with so many different entities, and everyone has their own mission. And it's been such a blessing to be part of seeing a greater vision for the community. So thanks for having the chance to come down here out of your busy schedule and talk to me about these things and giving me an opportunity to highlight something that I love. The Fall Festival came out of a small idea, mm-hmm. and then with a group of people became something so extraordinary. So thank you all for listening to Hot and Hunterdon today on October 19th. And again, this radio station sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It's an internet-based radio station and it's 24/7. So check out Ruth Ann Celebration Hour that's coming up next. And we'll see, we'll be able to have a new topic next week. We're going to be talking with someone from Child and Family Resource Services. Have a great Monday, everyone.
To find me charming and wise, I just want you to find me somewhere here inside. I barely know you, we've been sort of friends. So what if I called you and called you? What would I tell you? Where would I begin? Please forgive me.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The government is moving to regulate recreational drones.
We're going to require operators of drones to register their aircraft just like commercial drone operators do currently.
Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the government must be agile and adaptable in a fast-changing world. Fox says the government is also embarking on a public information campaign to alert drone owners about the dangers and penalties for unauthorized use. Fox noted, though, that the government does not intend to do anything to stifle the growth of unmanned aircraft innovation and technology. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest has little to offer about all the speculation surrounding Vice President Joe Biden. Earnest told a briefing that Biden will make a decision about whether to seek the White House on his timetable. Earnest called it an intensely personal decision. Reports surfaced today that Biden would announce in the next 48 hours if he would seek the presidency. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
By now, you've heard a lot about Ovation Cell Therapy and how it helps restore dry, brittle, damaged hair and the amazing results for growing your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed. But did you know that after 15 years, over 500,000 customers have never asked for their money back because it works?
I've been using Ovation for less than a week, but I love it already.
Your website claimed people noticed a difference after a couple of days of use, and I have to agree with them. Thanks for a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types to help restore dry, brittle, thinning, or damaged hair. Ovation is safe, non-toxic, and really easy to use. Just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to ovationhair.com to learn more and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory offer. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. Visit ovationhair.com and remember to enter USA News for your special introductory offer. OvationHair.com.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill will be voting on immigration legislation this coming week. With more, here's USA's Melody Burkett.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is previewing legislation about to hit the Senate floor that would penalize sanctuary cities. Toomey used the weekly Republican address to discuss the municipalities that forbid local police from cooperating with federal immigration officials when dealing with illegal immigrants.
The vast majority of legal immigrants are great additions to America, and we should welcome them. But when illegal immigrants do commit violent crimes in our country, they've got to be arrested and deported. That's the law.
Toomey pointed specifically to the case of a